Yo,
what's
hey,
up?
What episode is this, nigga?
This is episode three.
Hey, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we back. We back with another
episode,
back.
Bro.
Hey,
and we back.
It's your boy JJ.
It's your boy Cam. Cuban Link. You already know what the fuck going on here, bro.
Hey, man, we got a special guest. Another special guest, my nigga.
Welcome to Millennial Somebody, Talk. First of all,
facts, man. Hey. First off, shout out to all y'all niggas for actually listening and coming out supporting the podcast, man.
Man.
We got so much good feedback from y'all, bro. And that shit, man, that shit really touched our heart, bro.
Yeah, for real.
Because, man, we ain't 30-something views, nigga.
Man.
What? 30-something views,
on
bro?
Each episode, man.
That shit is crazy.
That shit is crazy.
Who would... I never
would have thought this thing would happen.
On me, bro.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, man, we got a special guest, man. My boy DeAndre in the building. What up, gang?
You already know, man. What it's up, your boy, man? D, man.
Something slice.
Hey, shout out to Instagram for the people, bro.
For sure, man. Y'all can get me at DC_XI_, man. For sure, man. I'm in the building, man. Y'all follow me and all that good stuff, man. We gonna get this episode cracking, man.
Straight
it's
up.
Three, man. We in here, man.
We gotta, hey, man. We gotta talk about some shit. So, look, man, I know it's been a while since we came out with an episode.
Yes.
That's our fault, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's not his fault. It's not my fault. That's our fault together, bro. Life been punching us, uppercutting us, elbowing us in the fucking jaw.
Hey, and but you live and learn, though, man.
Straight up.
You gotta live and learn. Hey, look, and we appreciate y'all for getting on our ass.
Most word. Bro.
I never would have thought, like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all was blowing us up like, yo, when the next episode coming out?
God damn. I never would have thought, though.
So, look, man, we appreciate that, bro.
Yes, sir.
So, look, we going to kick it out like this.
Alrighty.
Drop that bomb,
bro. What's up with that? How y'all feel about that whole, we going to start off with the Cardi B joint. How y'all feel about that, man?
Yes.
How you feel about that, Cam? That Cardi B? So hold on. Just in case people ain't know.
Right.
Cardi B was on Instagram Live.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And she, you know what I'm saying, she felt the need, because, you know, she talk a lot.
Yeah.
She felt the need to throw in some shit that she used to do in her past, yeah. Right? And when she was stripping back in, I think, the Bronx, Brooklyn, wherever the fuck.
She's from the Bronx.
Bronx, right? She was stripping, and what she used to do is she used to drug niggas, right? Take all their money and dip up out of there.
Yeah.
Right? So how you feel about that shit? Because me personally, bro, I think that shit is outlandish, bro. That shit is really wild because for the simple fact, like, look, if you're taking advantage of people, bro, you have to be held accountable for that shit.
Of course. Right? Just like the Bill Cosby situation.
Exactly, nigga. Now, while Bill Cosby was raping niggas, he was touching people, like sexual assault and all that shit.
Putting drinks.
He was held accountable for that shit, bro.
Yes, of
Cardi
course.
Cardi B, you gotta be held accountable for that
shit. Gotta be held
I'm
accountable.
I'm not saying you gotta go to jail or whatever,
anything,
bro,
but
like,
but
my nigga.
You gotta get some flack for it.
For sure, man.
Right? Straight
you just
up.
Not finna put that in the past because it's something that you've done before, bro. So you just can't sit here and act like all this stuff that's going on right now.
Right.
It's just clouding everything, bro.
So for the simple fact that
you can't let
you
that
decided
ride,
to self-incriminate yourself,
right. That's my problem.
But then again,
nigga.
I don't expect nothing more from Cardi.
I don't expect nothing more, nothing less, bro.
Especially from the background.
Nothing more, nothing less from Cardi.
In fact,
B.
I expect some more crazy shit for her.
Shit.
I expect some more crazy shit for her to actually come out.
The way,
I mean?
Though,
because you know how Cardi B is.
I
Cardi
know the
B,
way she is. So.
Cardi B, she be bugging out, my nigga. Cardi B run off with the mouth and stages.
Going off on every Instagram live that she go on every Twitter platform that
exactly.
She's on every Instagram story. It doesn't matter.
She
so,
go off with her mouth and she always just say a little bit too much. That's why me personally, I'm not really a fan of Cardi B.
I'm not surprised though.
No doubt.
Why I'm not surprised because look, she always self-incriminating herself low-key. Now, I'm sorry, Cardi B fans. Like, y'all gonna have to bear with me, but you gonna have to.
They gonna kill us.
Hey, look, I don't give a fuck. Now, look, do I think Cardi B inside is a good person?
Generation.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course
definitely.
She is. Of course she is. And, Hennessy, you can get at me real quick.
Hey, Hennessy, bang my line.
Yeah, for real, though.
Hey, bang my nigga line, Hennessy. Stop fucking playing, bro. You know we about to DM you anyways. But anyways, look.
So...
Look, bro, like, to drug a person,
right?
Okay. And then to rob them, right? That could have been something that was in your past that you didn't have to let be known to the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that could have been something that she could have kept to herself, maybe told Offset or whoever the fuck is around her, her best friend, her sister, or
Offset,
whatever.
Offset, lucky she ain't do that to
but him. But to actually come out, you know what I'm saying, to have that shit come out your mouth to on a public platform, knowing the status that you have, that shit is a little crazy to me.
And it's like, Cardi, you're not the same female from Love and Hip Hop anymore. You are a superstar.
Word.
She's a superstar.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? She's big. She was on an Amazon commercial, fucking Pepsi commercial
for the Super Bowl.
You perform like you have
she's
a
selling
feature,
out arenas.
Right? You have a feature with Maroon 5. You're all over the place. There's no
justify the fact that you said that. You never, let alone can't justify the fact that you did it.
Right?
You feel me? Like. It don't matter how down bad you are, bro. If you're robbing people, you should be held accountable for that shit.
Exactly.
Don't matter how down bad you are, bro. Yeah. If you're doing something that's that crazy, if you're raping people, if you're robbing people, if you're killing people, you should be held accountable for that shit.
And then in all of that, bro, all that stuff got to do with morals, bro.
And look,
I just show you how low the morals were at the time, bro. Because it's like, man, if you gonna stand for something and you get that low to stoop. You feel me? You gotta go to resort into stealing and robbing. I know that might be what you gotta do to survive, but like, is it really right though? You feel me?
Is it really right?
Because what if that was swung around, bro? You feel me?
Personally, I've had that. Like, I've gone through some things. I'm not perfect.
That on you, bro?
We not perfect. We done
nobody perfect.
We done some things that
we're
probably
not proud of.
Yeah, I've definitely done some things that I'm not proud of.
I'm gonna tell you now, bro, just sit here, repent, bro, for real.
Exactly.
At the end of the day,
but
that's all you can do.
I'm not gonna self-incriminate myself
for sure,
on a platform, especially if I'm as big as Cardi B.
Exactly.
And the media crazy as hell too, because they ain't even gonna sit here and blast that shit out. Like, they pick and choose who they wanna have that star.
And look, that's the crazy thing. Now look,
to.
I don't co-sign the cancel culture whatsoever, bro. I feel like that's a little bit too much to actually ruin somebody's career, to actually almost end somebody's life, or have this person be on the verge of suicide off a mistake, right? So I'm not a fan of cancel culture whatsoever, right? In saying that, Cardi B, that shit was fucked up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really think about it, bro. Niggas in the NBA and in the NFL, bro.
They be getting finesse.
They get accused. They get accused.
By their own family, though. That's
look,
the crazy
look. They get accused of doing a sexual assault in somebody, right?
All the time, bro.
And they'll lose their job. They'll lose their income, bro.
You
feel me?
I'm giving you an example, bro.
They'll lose their income. They'll lose their job, right?
And some of them didn't even do that.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, exactly. And it's just an accusation.
Sure.
Half
yes.
of them don't even be doing the shit,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And they'll lose everything, nigga. But as soon as somebody of that kind of stature say something like that she actually did,
yeah, it's
right?
Accepted, bro.
It's like, oh well, she was down bad at the point, at the moment. She was hurt. She was broke. Blah blah blah. She ain't had no money. Whatever. It's like, but is that really acceptable though?
Right.
Should we still continue to support you after you already let it be known that this is what you were doing when you were bound back?
For sure.
You feel me?
That show your character right there.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna tell you this, bro. Like I just said, I'm a rewind that thing back with what you just said. I'm gonna connect this with this. So it's a football player named Kareem Hunt, right? He used to play for Kansas City Chiefs. So he got into an altercation at a hotel with his friends, and then
the white girl.
You feel me? She incriminated him, talking about he swung on her and whatnot.
And lost everything.
Yeah,
for
he
that
lost
shit.
Everything. But she drunk. Everybody, it's people who there who can vouch for my man's and talking about like, look, bro, she started
saying
but
the N word and shit.
Yeah,
right?
but because she wilding out and she drunk, bro,
she
can just
girl.
Sit here and say
she
something, and then everybody like, and you already know America not for us, bro. America for the white folks, bro. You know that. I'm gonna keep it real for you, bro. If you
Word.
Think America for you, bro, you fucked up, man. Like, everybody gotta eat out here, bro. Hey, niggas, it gonna get grimy out here. So what I'm telling you is, goddamn, you just gotta watch your back and watch out who you hang
Straight
with.
Up.
Man. For real, man. Keep your head on a pivot, bro. Because these
up.
Niggas is not for you, bro. Who you think you with? You better watch them, bro. For
Straight
real.
Straight up.
Oh, God.
And look. And that should be like a life lesson to everybody
for
out there,
sure,
bro.
Man.
No matter how down bad you get, bro, it comes a time in your life where you may have an opportunity to turn that shit around a complete 180, right?
Most definitely.
Now, would you want the things that you did in your past when you was down bad
to
be brought back into the light once you already make it to the top?
That is what I'm saying.
Right? I feel like she said that for like kind of like like a street cred. But check this out. you get no brownie points from that.
That's like if the Migos came out tomorrow, like, oh, we used to really kill niggas. Nigga.
Like, could that be a publicity stunt? It's like, or could that be for like,
you gotta be held accountable for that too, though.
That's why I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
Some soap shit. Like,
let me keep it a stack.
Just to boost their heads up in their mentality.
This is why I don't think it's a publicity stunt. Because of the type of person Cardi B is, right? Not because of her stature, not because of how she, where she is at right now, but because of the type of person she is, right?
And I'm not even saying like that.
She's the type of person. She's the type of person that talks a lot, right?
Oh yeah,
she,
for sure.
She could be labeled as a bird. You feel me? Because she is the type of person who speaks. Just a little bit too much, right? And now, we love her for that.
She's not gonna sugarcoat it, she's not gonna hold her tongue.
Exactly. So we love her for that, right? But it comes a time where it's like, all right, my nigga, shut the fuck up. Stop talking so much. It comes a time where it's like, all right, you're talking a little bit too much, nigga. That's like if you do some shit with your mans, right? And that nigga telling the whole school, not knowing that what the fuck you did could get me in trouble, nigga. So it's like, nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. You're doing too much. And really, we saying this shit because we kind of care.
It's like, bro, like, stop talking too much. Like, you're going to fuck your shit up. Yeah. Like, look, don't fuck this up for you.
I don't give a fuck about Cardi B. I'm saying this shit for the people who may be in a down bad position, right?
I don't want her shit to get fucked up because, you know what I'm saying, looking at her standpoint and her story. You know what I'm saying? How she came up and shit. How she was from the bottom and she came up. It's like, I don't want to see you, a black Dominican woman. No matter how much you say, Cardi B, you are a black Dominican woman. Do not self-incriminate yourself to where you could fuck the shit up.
But look, personally, bro, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Because if we're really keeping a stack, she's not using her platform to really boost anybody else's career up, right? So I don't give a fuck, right? I could give a fuck less if by tomorrow nobody want to listen to her music. I don't give a fuck, right? I'm saying this for the people that are truly down bad, right? And who are contemplating, all right, let me do this shit just so I can get some money on, you know what I'm saying? Get some bread in my pockets, right? But not knowing that in the future they may be up in a higher position, bro. Right. And do you truly want what you did in the dark to be brought to the light once you're successful?
Hey,
do you want that? And if you don't want that, then you got to be careful with what you do. If you got to sit there broke and hungry, bro, you got to do that shit. Because if you truly want to go out there, rob niggas and do this shit, right? You don't really want to be that successful, my nigga. Because you're choosing the easy way out and getting it rather than actually grinding your ass off and getting it another way that could... the legal way, my nigga.
I mean,
that's you know what's crazy. You know what's crazy, though, bro. You've told me that when we were younger.
Straight up.
You've told me that, like, when I'm not gonna self-incriminate myself though.
We not Cardi.
Right. We not Cardi.
No shade. All right. Let me chill with the
patient. Yeah. All right. So
we not girls.
I'm not. When I was down bad, right? Mm-hmm. When I was talking to you about some shit mm-hmm. that I did, mm-hmm. and you were like, my nigga, you're being selfish.
Straight up.
Right. Now, did I listen? No. But because of that one lesson that I had after that situation, did I think about it? I was like, yeah, I'm kind of taking the easy way up and doing that shit.
Straight up. And then you're not gonna be satisfied till that shit come and bite you in your ass.
Right.
You're not gonna be satisfied until, all right, now you gotta deal with the shit that you brought to the table.
With the repercussions.
Straight up. Now you got to eat the shit that you put on your plate, right, my nigga. You feel me? And then you're not going to be satisfied until you got to eat that shit. And then you're going to be like, whoa, it's me. Whoa, I feel like the world did me grimy. Now you set yourself up for failure, my nigga.
Yeah.
It's a way about going through shit where you can actually be successful, right? Certain people choose to go about it the wrong way and certain people choose to go about it the right way. Now, I'm never saying that you can't be successful by doing it the wrong way, right? But what I'm saying is, do you truly want the shit that you did? Like Jay-Z was selling pies and shit, right? If there was an open case about Jay-Z back then, right? Do you think once that nigga got famous, he would still be rapping and talking about selling pies, my nigga? No, because that shit would then turn around and bite him in the ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know Jay smart.
Exactly. Like, if I say I used to run in the stores, like on some T Grizzly shit, used to run in the stores and steal jewelry, right? Once I get Once I get successful, I don't want to talk about that no more. For the simple fact that now people will look at me different. Now people will feel like they can't trust me now. Right? Look. Now, if I'm around, if I'm in Cardi B's circle, I feel like I can't trust Cardi B because of what she used to do in the past.
Right.
Say she ever
get... Especially if I'm a guy.
Straight up. Say she ever get broke again.
Which
bro,
I am.
Now you're going to want to be like, all right, I don't want to be around Cardi B because of shit that she...
You got some people that'll turn around and look at that shit and hear it in songs, bro, and be like, well, damn, bro, this nigga savage and shit. So I'm going to try to turn around and emulate that shit.
Word.
And then, like you just said, but you trying to put that out into your music. And you're not really helping anything. And then that bring me back to the situation where you talking about Cardi B being black and all that. I'm like, yeah, she doing all this ghetto shit, this ghetto flamboyant ass shit. But it ain't doing shit for the culture. But word. Stepping us as a certain icon of how we supposed to act like.
Cause and let's look, keep it a stack,
look,
bro.
If you look at this shit, this TV shit, bro. This shit is showing us how to fucking act, bro.
Word. And let's keep all it a stack, bro. Like colorism is real, my nigga. Colorism is real. Light skinned person gets more looks than a dark skinned person. So let's be honest, bro. If Cardi B was a dark skinned woman, if she was a dark skinned sister, bro, she would not be as successful as she would be right now because of the way she's acting, bro. Right.
Just because she's not near
exactly.
White,
she don't got she got lighter skin
because
right.
She can do that.
So she can act all crazy and people people think that shit cool.
Not knowing
that people from the hood who really know people who act like that are trying not to act like that.
They are trying to get up.
Exactly.
But now you got white kids braiding their hair, wearing do-rags and shit.
Talking right? about wigs,
they thinking that shit cool.
You what, man? Right. You bugging out, boy. What's wrong with you?
And with that shit, like, there's a whole lot of female MCs that are dark-skinned.
And not straight black.
That hold themselves like
shout out
women.
To Rap City, bro.
Shout out Rap City.
She is a real fucking MC, bro. Man. A dark-skinned woman, beautiful woman, beautiful. For real. Like she got bars on Kendrick level, still ain't blow up as big as Cardi.
You got groups like City Girls. Hey, I'm not gonna knock your success.
I'm not gonna knock your success, right?
They dark skinned,
right? That's what I'm saying. I'm not knocking your success, right? Saying. But you have groups like City Girls, right? Who are rapping about the bullshit, right?
And niggas listen,
and they
bro.
Loving that, right?
It's
to the point where they're actually wilding out, right?
Right,
and now. I'm not about to be sexist or hold a one gender higher than the other one because men we rap about guns, drugs, fucking bitches, and now niggas is out here doing buying guns, shooting niggas, popping Xannies, sipping lean, and fucking bitches raw, catching diseases, man.
That shit has never been cool.
But because of how the rap industry is being so successful, look, let me tell you something. I was listening to Bill Burr's podcast, right? And Bill Burr had some metal rock star on his podcast, and he was talking to him, right? And this is why I say history repeats itself. Because on the podcast, the dude, I cannot remember his name, right? But the guy on the podcast was basically saying how in the 80s, he felt like the metal rock, the genre of metal was dying, right?
Yeah, it was oversaturated
or was dead,
at the time.
Right? Exactly. Because at the time, since it was so popular, right? They started bringing out this cookie cutter shit, this safe shit, right?
Yeah.
From the industries, and they started putting that shit, making it popular, right?
It went from Led Zeppelin to Kiss.
Exactly. Yeah. And the same thing is happening in hip-hop as we speak. The same thing is happening in hip-hop, right? Before Tupac's genre, they was actually rapping about things that they were going through on a day-to-day, right? And then right after 50 Cent, right after 50 Cent came about, before 50 Cent, really, if we're being honest,
when
they started bringing out these industry rappers, right? These rappers who, like, you don't know them from nowhere, right?
And they
putting them on platforms where they could talk about something that they never lived through. They could talk about something that isn't benefiting the culture whatsoever. And it's sad because this is our life. My life has changed dramatically because of the music that I listen to. And now to hear the music that I listen to be overrun by the same type of shit truly, truly hurts me, bro. It truly makes me feel helpless to what the fuck I feel. Because music makes you feel stuff.
Right.
Music makes you feel whatever the emotion the song wants to evoke from you, right? But to have these niggas rapping about the same type of shit, now you only feeling the same type of way. Now you angry at the world and you do not know why.
All the time.
Exactly. That's why I commend you, because you listen to all these different type of artists. You listen to rock, jazz, classical. You name it, you listen to it, right? And that shit allows you to feel different emotions. That's why I love sitting in the car with you when you playing music, because it's like, all right, now I don't have to feel like, all right, now I want to fight a nigga. I could feel like however the fuck I want to feel right now. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I listen to some Led Zeppelin, right, I'll feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel whatever they're talking about at the time, because that's how I feel, right? Whole lot of love. But if I feel like on some type chill shit, I'll listen to The Weeknd. I'll go straight to The Weeknd, or I'll go straight to somebody else. I'll go straight to Belly or somebody.
Yeah.
You feel me? You know, I listen to different genres it's because I have an ear. I grew up having different ear, because niggas these days, they want to listen to the same shit. Now, personally, I can't fuck with a nigga that listens to the same shit day by day, every day, the same fucking trash.
Or at least
shit.
They can't get the aux when we in the car, bro.
Right. I mean, like, there'll be certain homies, I'll be like, look, bro, you can't be having the aux all the time, because you listen to the same type shit. I can't mess with it. The shit make me feel, I don't know what it made me feel, but it made me feel like, bro, like, that's all you listen to? That's all you listen to? Every day? You can't listen to, like, one new thing that catches your ear? Nothing else catches your ear but that same shit.
And it's like not even just like rap. It's the type of rap that they
listen
to.
It's the type of rap.
It's the type of trap drill music that they listen to. And like,
now I'll listen to some trap.
Nah, that's all good. But, trust me, I'm out here bumping that Lil Durk, that King Vaughn, nigga. But, that Quando Rondo, that Roddy. I'm out here listening to that shit, right? But my nigga, sometimes, bro, I want to listen to that Logic, that MGK.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially MGK. Hey, shout out MGK. He's from my city, man.
Like, sometimes I just want to listen to them, bro, because they bring out a different emotion out of me that I could really enjoy, that I could really vibe to. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't want to listen
MCs
to that shit.
Real MCs sometimes. You man. Feel me? Sometimes you got to listen to real MCs, because they give you that feeling. They will challenge themselves with the music that they're making. They will challenge themselves. That's why I respect Kendrick, because he could have went some kind of route after Good Kid, Mad City. He went to go with the jazzy flow with To Pimp a Butterfly.
So yeah, the pro black.
Yeah.
The pro black. And look, you fuck with Kendrick, you know my nigga is J. Cole.
I like J. Cole too, though.
I know, but you more of the Kendrick type person. You more of a Kendrick person. I'm more of a Cole person.
Right.
You feel me? Because Cole, he makes me feel like I'm not the only one going through shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's certain shit that when he said, but my lack of confidence refused to let me fly. I felt that shit. It was so much shit that I
Born
wanted to
Center
do when
was
I
was like
young.
My album, man.
It was so much shit that I wanted to do when I was younger, right? But because I lacked confidence, I wasn't able to, like, do that shit. Let me keep it a stack, bro. I always wanted to play basketball and football, my nigga. And baseball, nigga. You know I fuck with baseball, nigga.
And I play baseball.
But I didn't do that shit because I lacked the confidence, bro. And listening to J. Cole, that shit made me feel like I won't alone, bro. You know what I'm saying? And, like, listening to, like, Logic and MGK, bro.
Oh, man, Logic.
You see, this is why I fuck with MGK, right? This is why I fuck with MGK. Because MGK make music for when you feel like, all right, I'm done. I mean, you just want to be like,
when you're
I quit.
Fed up.
You brush your hands off. I'm done. You know, you, like you said, fed up. You give up. And MGK make music, bro. Stick in there, bro. You gonna make it, bro. Mm-hmm. Keep your head up, bro. And that's why I fuck with MGK, bro.
And you know, like Kendrick be coming up with a story about his life that makes me feel not alone, because I feel like when I was younger, when Good Kid, Mad City, I was hanging out with gangbangers. Man, I'm still cool with gangbangers, man. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's just how I roll. You know what I'm saying? So it made me feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the odd one out. I'm you know what I'm saying, like with him and Good Kid Mad City, he was the one with the gangbangers growing up in a mad ass city. I'm from Cleveland, man. Like, all of my friends are either locked up, just got out, trying to do better, or they're dead. They're dead. My homie is literally two gravestones above my grandfather. You feel me? So with him, that shit didn't make me feel like I wasn't alone on this shit. You know what I'm saying? I got some friends that are dead that I will never ever see again that died young. The shit hurts me. And I went through mad depression up in North Carolina because I couldn't do nothing about it. And I couldn't go to the fucking funeral.
Word.
So he made me feel not alone on that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now check this out, bro. I know y'all talking about all that music shit. Let's talk about the rappers that also died in these last 5 years, bro. That had an impact on that.
R.P. Mac Miller.
R.P. Pat. R.P. Mac Miller. R.P. X, man. R.P. L.A., man. Free Ronald Number 9, man. Free Take K. God damn, bro.
And just for me to say that, that's a lot of names.
Especially Mac Miller. That hurt my heart.
You got to hold on to this life stuff, man, because we living in this life to learn something, bro. And if you don't get it the first time, bro, you might not have a second chance.
What Mac Miller say, bro? Contemplating suicide like it's a DVD. Lost inside my mind, it's a prison, homie. Let me be.
All that shit can make you come back to one moment in your lifetime, bro. Make you think back in your past, bro. You sitting there reminiscing like, damn, like you reliving a past or a time in your life through that music or through a
certain. That's crazy, because that's how I felt yesterday, nigga.
That's how
a
it be,
a song played yesterday.
That's how it be.
And it made me feel.
Or you hear a beat, and it's like, damn, bro, I remember that shit. Like, it made me feel like I'm six.
It feel like you
eight,
in there,
nine,
like you
like,
going
you
through it
going,
again,
yeah.
Bro. You just watching yourself that. Do that shit. That's crazy, because I was listening to something, you know,
all
I don't really
that,
fuck
bro.
With Tory Lanez no more after that whole Dak situation. And after all, that whole 6ix9ine situation, I don't really fuck with Tory Lanez no more. But back in the day,
really
I really
fuck with that shit.
But back in the day, bro, I really fucked with that nigga Tory Lanez, bro. And I was listening to something had came up yesterday. And, like, I decided to play it, bro. Proud Family on the Chicks Tape 3.
Oh, yeah, that shit
right?
fire, bro.
And that shit really made me think about,
it was
damn.
Initial?
Yeah. The girl, it was a girl, you know, I'm not going to get into names and shit, but it was a girl in high school, you feel me, that I really fucked with, right? And
that shit,
swear to God, nigga.
It was like, damn.
And one thing I learned about that situation, bro, that we going to get into the next episode about, bro, is that I didn't love her, nor do I miss her. I love the feeling that I have for her,
right,
and
for
I
sure.
miss the feeling that I have for her,
for sure.
Right? I never felt that way about a girl before, and I haven't felt that way about a girl since,
after
right?
That.
But now that she's gone, all I could think about is, damn, I miss her. Nigga, I don't miss her, bro. And that's the conclusion I came to last night, bro. I really sat there and I thought, bro, I turned off all music, bro, and I just sat there, bro, and I was like, I really don't miss her, bro. I was like, damn, I miss how I felt about her.
Mm.
And that's the crazy thing about your emotions, bro, because you may think you miss something because of the person that you was with, when really you just miss how you felt while you was with that person.
Just like if you miss what they
had
to offer, bro.
I feel
for sure.
That shit heavily.
Word.
Oh my God.
And that shit is crazy because, like, that shit could really fuck you up. You know how long I was fucked up over that
shit. Oh, yeah. For a minute.
How long I was fucked up over that shit, right? And, like, coming to the realization of that now kind of allows me to think about it in a different light. Like, yo,
yeah.
I don't miss
her.
Her.
You miss the feeling.
The feeling of being
because
with
you
her.
Don't feel it anymore.
Exactly.
And you want that feeling back.
Exactly.
Yes.
But here's the thing. This is where it gets complicated. Because now, me personally, I'm afraid to go out and search for that feeling.
Don't search for it.
Just let that shit
go. Let it go.
I'm afraid to give a girl that feeling because if she fuck it up,
like I say, bro,
I'm going to beat her ass.
You just gotta be on your
you know what I'm saying?
Nigga.
Look, I'm afraid to let her actually get that side of me, bro.
Right.
Because I was so vulnerable in that time, bro, that once it was cut off, once it was broken from me,
that shit gonna fuck you up in the head.
It felt like my bone just healed and then they just snapped it back out of place, bro.
Women can do that.
That shit gonna
any relationship could do that. Any gender. Any gender can do that.
And it's not even because you feeling that shit. It's just the amount of time that you invested in that shit. And it's like, damn, so we going to end it on this note.
Word.
You feel me? You just like, damn, so this is how we finna rock, bro.
Word. And that's where it gets like, damn. It was real.
And you just like, damn, bro, I feel like I did a waste of my time because you just going to sit over here and just goddamn cut this shit off. Sure.
Hey, hold on, bro. I ain't know this shit went past 30, my nigga.
Oh.
We always kept stopping it at 30. It just started.
I think it was the computer. I think it's the computer thing.
Facts.
Hey, all right, so we still keep going, man.
All right, but hold on.
I think it's 40 minutes.
What was the next topic we had to talk about, my niggas?
Jussie Smollett.
Got 16 felony charges. And they let him off. They was like, look, nigga. We was violating, bro. 16 charges, nigga. Nah, bro, you good, bro.
And look, niggas be going to jail longer for holding marijuana.
Straight up.
Nigga, goddamn, doing the shit he did. They'll get more time
than
that shit.
It wasn't that serious. But
let's keep it a stack, bro. We was whooping on that nigga like, yeah. Bro. I still believe, like, yeah, that nigga deserved certain consequences, right?
But not that.
But
not
16 that. Felonies, not my nigga.
Not that.
16. That's how you know the system. Like we said, the system is not for us.
Yeah,
not
that,
for
us. And that bitch already out there.
And you know what the crazy part, bro? The fucking Chicago police chief, a black man, was getting on his ass. But them white cops was.
Finesse is a.
God damn.
So is he an Uncle Ruckus?
I was like, what
the? Hell yeah, he an Uncle Ruckus, nigga. With the big eye, with the lazy eye and everything, nigga. He an Uncle Ruckus ass.
I was like, bruh. I was like, you really out here?
What did
like,
you say,
to-
nigga?
So my man's tried to play the system, but got played by the system.
Word, nigga, and that's what I love. I love that irony though, low key. I love that irony, bro. You tried to play the system, but got played by the system, and then they tried to take advantage of your stupid ass,
saying, bro.
Right? And now, but then they was like, all right, we bugging, right?
And then look. He thought he was gonna get cut short, bro, cause he probably light skinned and he could play that car, play that role and shit.
Hell no.
He gonna get the same treatment anybody else get.
Hey, what did my auntie always say? My auntie said to all of us, she was like, no matter what you are, no matter if you dark skinned or light skinned, no matter if you look white, you still a nigga.
That's right.
So
I am,
if a light skinned motherfucker that's light as an albino person. With the same features as me, nigga.
Same.
We still gonna get stopped by the cops all together. We still gonna get arrested all together.
What did they say during slavery, bro? They said that if you got a drop of black blood in you, you're black. And they will treat you as
and
such.
They gonna send your ass to that field.
Straight
you're
gonna
up. Burn it up.
Straight up.
Crazy shit. Look. Etta James, right?
Toby gonna lose his foot.
Etta James.
That ain't even
look
funny,
like
bro.
Etta James back in the day. Etta James back in the day.
It did
look like
a
look like a thick white girl. Just a little bit. Her dad is white. Still considered a nigga.
RIP to the ancestors, bro.
Yo, Mariah Carey looked like a white girl, bro.
Still a nigga.
She's still black. She literally, I didn't know Mariah Carey wasn't what. I didn't know she was black, nigga.
Mariah Carey's father is as dark as me.
Bro, on everything I love, nigga, on everything I love, I looked at Mariah Carey. I was like, bro, she a fine ass little white girl, nigga.
I knew that Mariah Carey was black.
We belong together. Nigga? I'm listening to that shit. Like, yo, this white girl can sing, nigga.
She got
hell no.
Like, she a little Tina Marie. Nope. Her dad is as dark as us, my nigga.
I never.
Her father is as dark as us.
I had no idea, bro.
I had no idea. Yeah, little light skin with Mariah Carey got a dark skinned father as dark as me.
And ain't that something, bro? It don't matter what you look like, bro. If you got some black in you, bro, you will be treated as such.
Her father, black. I think her father comes from Africa, too. I think her father comes from Nigeria.
Hey, look, Mariah Carey, get this work. Hey, Nick Cannon bugging, nigga. Mariah Carey, get this work, nigga.
I'm not going to incriminate myself.
Hey, hold on, hold on. Shout out. Yo, can I put some respect on Nick Cannon's name, bro? That nigga is for the culture.
On me.
That man, that brother, that king is for the culture, bro. You see what he doing with Wallin now. Niggas could say he lame, he played out, whatever the fuck. Just because, like, Drumline and that Chirac shit was whack, right? But even though I fuck with Drumline, right? But that, if you rewatch that shit was whack.
That, yeah, it was whack. That was whack. That shit that was whack. That was one of Spike Lee's most
wackest movies, nigga.
Oh, and, like, we talking about the same nigga that made Malcolm X.
Straight up.
Malcolm X.
What other movie that nigga made? He just won an award for that shit.
Black Klansman.
Nigga.
That was great.
That nigga made Drumline, which is whack. But Nick Cannon, he used his platform to then give other people a platform. Like battle rappers, like Instagram people. Come on, DC Young Fly would not be in the position he is at if it wasn't for Nick Cannon.
It's the same for Emmanuel Hudson.
Emmanuel Hudson on YouTube making them funny ass videos. Asking all the questions, making statements. Nigga, what? What? Battle rap niggas, Charlie Clips, Hitman Holla, Conceited,
big facts.
Sharon,
big facts.
They would not be in the position they was at if it wasn't for all these models, my nigga. It comes down to the Wildin' Out girls, nigga. These models got the position that they are at because of Nick Cannon, and that's why I love and I will support powerful. Nick Cannon.
He's
bro.
Powerful more than people think. And you know what, bro? You know what's the crazy part? I was looking
he
at
don't
the,
abuse his power.
I was looking at the statistics for MTV, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Nick Cannon owns MTV2, and he owns Teen Nick.
Duh, bro.
Yeah, sure, bro.
He owns MTV2.
That's bread, nigga.
And, bro, MTV2 has more statistics and ratings more than MTV does.
Damn.
MTV2?
Yeah, MTV2, because of Wildin' Out.
That's bread, nigga.
And because he'd be like,
I mean,
play
that
music.
Show is entertaining. Though.
And he'd be like, oh, play
that
music.
That funny as hell.
Hell yeah.
Especially pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it. Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it. Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it. Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it. Yeah, nigga, that shit hard, nigga. On me, nigga.
That nigga, them niggas made a fucking whole ass nice ass song imitating Amigos, and them niggas really sounded like the Migos.
Yeah,
bro.
And that shit was hard too, nigga.
But yeah, Nick Cannon, I respect him.
Yo, none but respect for Nick Cannon.
And niggas be using Nick Cannon as a joke, bro. Like, put some respect on that man's name.
Put some respect on Nick Cannon's name, bro. It don't matter if you truly recognize change, and if you truly recognize success
and realness
and the reality of realness, my nigga, you will put some respect on Nick Cannon's name. Because Nick Cannon, he's
a phenomenal poet that nobody recognizes.
He got bars.
Yeah.
Even he though some of his bars be corny to the motherfucker, he got bars.
I'm talking about his poems, nigga, on the Facebook. That shit is fire.
I ain't never.
That shit is fire. No, it's like more like it's more like black spiritual poems.
Okay,
because
you know
fire.
That nigga August Alsina be on that poetry shit, and that shit be making me uncomfortable. Like, hey, nigga, don't talk to me like that.
Nah.
don't talk to me like that.
He be making pro black
for the ladies, man.
Yeah, but still, nigga. You ever listen to one of his poems? Bro, I listened to that shit by accident. Bro. I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast,
nigga.
Pull
it up right now, bro.
Bro, I was listening to the Joe Budden podcast, nigga. And that nigga was talking about how that nigga August Alsina made a poem to what's her name, bro? To Jada Pinkett, bro. And it sound like that nigga wanted to get in them guts. Let's be honest.
I mean, if he was singing,
we're gonna beat the shit out that motherfucker.
We're gonna put the pause.
They in an open relationship.
That
though,
fucking
bro.
Me up.
Who knows, bro?
That like fucking
bro.
Me up. Look, I'ma look up bro. August Alsina poems. Look, nigga, I'ma read one of these hoes to you right now.
That shit is crazy.
Say, bro, can you crack a window though? It's a little stuffy in here.
It's a little foggy in this bitch.
Yeah, it is. All that carbon dioxide coming up.
Just give me a quick second, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
There you go.
You ready? I don't believe in luck. Now, look. This is August Alsina's poem to Jada Pinkett. I don't believe in luck. I believe in God's divine order. And you are an example of God's divinity. And it's covering over my life. A beautiful, complex individual you are. I could spend a lifetime decoding you. Thank you for your laughter. Thank you for seeing my heart and character and not measuring me based upon where I come from. You see me for who I am and what I'm gonna be, and even when I can't see me. Thank you for challenging me on a daily basis. You're a little piece of heaven from earth. A little piece of heaven here on earth. Mm. The fortune in my cookie. The vet to my rookie.
That shit sound decent.
If I'm Will Smith, I'm beating this nigga ass, nigga.
And he's saying it to Jada.
To my wife, nigga. He's saying this shit to your wife, nigga. I don't give a fuck what he did, what she did for you, nigga. You better watch how the fuck you talking. Fuck out of here.
I understand Pox that shit, but it really sound sincere though. I ain't even gonna
It do
lie.
Sound sincere,
it don't
nigga.
Sound like he trying to fuck. It just but sound it sound like a little bit sincere,
too
since
it sound a little bit too sincere, my nigga. It's gonna be a problem. You keep being this sincere with my fucking
so
wife.
Pox, man. Pox poem was better.
Straight up. Pox Look, poem was better. But... You are love personified. There hasn't been enough diction created to articulate or express the capacity of my love for you. It is simply beyond measure and human comprehension. So as my soul continues this quest, I'd just like to say, happy birthday, Bess. You're nothing like the rest.
Nigga. I would have said something like auntie or some shit. Like, I would consider Jada as like an auntie.
Nigga.
Just for respect to
Will Smith. Fun Will Smith, bro. I'm hitting DMs off rip, nigga. Yo, you good?
Hey, look, he gonna pull a Jay-Z. Hey, you good?
Hey, you good?
That's what that nigga Jay-Z be doing about Beyonce, bro. He be like, yo, you good?
You good? Straight up.
And you know what you good means.
Straight up.
To Midwest and North niggas, you good either means like, are you for real good?
You good mean like 18 different things. Nigga.
Yeah.
But you know what it mean in the situation.
In that situation.
Nigga, I feel like for black males all over the world, you know what you good
means. You know what you good means. You know what a whole lot of shit like in your culture.
That shit just worded differently. Everybody
I don't know how words, white people though. Get down, but this is how black people
Everybody
get down.
Everybody
use
the
real,
same
real.
Words, though.
They you know what I'm saying? Y'all might have y'all little lingos and shit, but like us black people, we be having some lingo.
Hey, dog, this for all. This for everybody, bro.
Look.
Anybody that want to listen, bro.
You good?
They going to rock with it or not.
You good? You good?
You good? Are you good?
Oh yeah, you good?
You good, bro?
Hey, you good?
Shit.
Hey, you good?
Hey, you good? You good? Yo, all them shits mean something different, my nigga.
Oh, if you be like niggas, you straight.
That's Ebonics.
Bro.
Oh, is you yeah, if you, is you straight? Straight,
you straight?
Nah, you straight. I feel like you straight mean like three different things, and none of them hoes is good, nigga.
But you good could be many different things. Like you good means like step off.
It's
you just, good could be like, are you okay?
It's just the it's hey, about good? Your money.
It's how you living.
You word, in, you good and you get right. You
right.
Feel me? Like, hey, you get right. You feel like, yo, you good can mean so much different shit, bro. That shit is crazy.
To
bro.
Black people, that shit is like,
and you
I don't
flip,
know. We be having like a whole lot of lingo.
You can flip right that up. Shit and be like, oh, yeah, that nigga mad nice.
Bro, you can, yo, you good? Nigga, that means, nigga, who the fuck you talking to, nigga? What are you, who are you talking to, nigga? That's literally what that shit mean. Who are you?
Are you
bugging? You good?
You bugging? Are you bugging? That's what it means. Like, you bugging?
You're bugging, nigga. That's what it. You saying it wrong. You're bugging. You're bugging. Not are you bugging? You're bugging. You're bugging.
Hey yo, you good?
And that mean one thing. You're bugging mean one thing, bro. That means you're wilding out.
Yeah, and you need to step the fuck off.
Yeah, that means yo, you're tripping right now. Right, and that shit can either you can either mean that in a hostile way or you can mean that in a friendly way. But you're bugging, mean you're tripping.
Yeah, and if somebody goes like, "Nigga, are you good?" That means like,
oh,
we about to fight.
Yeah, that means that fighting words right there, my
them
nigga.
Them fighting words.
Almost goddamn put you in the jaw for saying that shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, what the fuck you talking to me like that, my nigga? Hold on, nigga. Hey, yo, battery for the dog. You feel me, nigga? Of course, nigga. You know I got you, nigga. Some
you know,
slice,
nigga. Some slice,
straight
bro.
Up, straight up.
You feel me?
Straight up.
Man. Oh, that shit cold.
Hey, that hoe cold, bro. We just made a handshake, bro. That shit cold.
Yeah, and none of y'all niggas can copy it. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what it looked like.
Hell no.
But just in case we ever do it on camera, bro, none of y'all niggas can copy it.
We not doing it on camera, nigga. We doing this on camera, nigga.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know that on camera, nigga. Yeah. Hey. All right. But this concludes our... Wait, did we have another topic, nigga?
Relationships.
No, nigga. That's next episode,
that's
nigga.
Next episode?
Yeah.
Why the fuck you spoil it?
You spoiled it, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. You said the shit, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Nah, we could have kept going with this shit. No,
hey,
we could have kept
trying to get him on.
Hey, look, look, hey, look.
You good? Yeah, hey, you good?
Yeah, you good?
You good?
You good? You good?
Yeah. Hey, you're bugging, nigga. You're bugging, nigga. Hey, let me see. Let me see. You think it's going to still record if I got to close the app? Definitely.
All right, but... Oh, just hilarious.
Oh, yes.
All right, this finna get a little heated, bro. So real if y'all don't know, hold on. If y'all real don't know, spill. Just Hilarious, right? Got some people kicked up. Got some sinks.
Oh, yeah. Sinks.
Yeah. Sinks. Yeah, yeah. Sinks. They got, yeah, she got some, yeah, sinks kicked off. A family of sinks, or maybe it was like one person, one sink, right? I think it was like two,
it
three
had
of them,
been
right?
A group up on five,
right? Yeah, I think it was like two or three of them, definitely, right? And she got them. She got the poor people kicked off.
She was going off.
Kicked off the plane.
She was
right?
Going off.
And then on top of that, she goes on Instagram Live that, yo, fuck y'all, y'all bugging out, nigga. I felt scared. Fuck you. Fuck this. Fuck that. Right.
That shit real
so. Then she come out. Then she come. So look, Twitter went crazy, nigga. You know how Twitter get. Twitter went crazy.
Especially,
but look,
black
this
Twitter,
is. But look, this is what I like though. They went and they taught her what type of people they are.
Right.
Right. They actually talked to her. They had conversations through text, probably on the phone or whatever. And they had conversations with her to explain who
them.
Exactly, right? To explain who the fuck they are, right? What kind of people they
what
are,
they
what,
do,
they
stand
for,
yo,
right?
Yo, yo.
So she made an apology, right? Now, if we're being honest, my nigga, I don't fuck with that shit whatsoever, bro.
That shit too far gone, bro.
Because,
like the song Monica, bro.
Yeah,
too
you,
far
yeah,
gone,
you,
bro.
You just hit it right on the nail, dude. Too
that shit
far
too
gone.
Far gone, bro.
Because, like,
to come out with that type of aggression on somebody that you know nothing about, and I know she ain't know nothing about him, I'm just saying, like, that just.
That
may show you like, damn, bro. Like,
yeah,
so you
yeah,
just gonna judge somebody.
Yeah, that
like,
showed
you,
her true colors
you
on
feel
Instagram,
me?
Bro.
And look, you know what's crazy though?
And you could
we go,
say,
we as black
raised,
people, bro,
nah, bro.
We as black people, we go through that shit
every
day.
Saying.
Every
we
day
say
we
that.
are racially profiled, whether or not it is outwardly or inwardly.
So
we are racially profiled.
What
every
we finna,
so it's like,
we
who are you? Who are you to do that to somebody else?
Exactly. You should as a black woman know what it means to be ostracized because of how you look. So why would you take that out on somebody else? It's a difference from being. So I was watching the State of the Culture, right? Joe Budden, Remy Ma, Scotty Beam, and Jinx. That's their show on Revolt TV. Shout out Diddy. You feel me? Yo, Diddy a real one, bro. Shout out Diddy, my nigga.
Money moves, money
right?
moves.
They have a show, mm-hmm. right? And they talk about basically the state of the culture, right? They talk about things that are going on within the culture, right?
Definitely.
And, you know, it's two street guys, right? It means two street people, you know, Remy Ma, Joe Budden, right? And then it's two, like,
hey,
and
she's
it's two
been in the
actual,
game for a minute,
exactly.
Too, bro.
And it's two actually
she's been in the game
really
for
woke.
A minute, bro.
More, I say more woke, not like none of them are woke, because all four of them are woke, right? But Scotty Beam and Jinx are like truly,
yeah.
Like,
they
Jinx,
feel the energy,
Jinx
bro.
And Scotty Beam, Jinx says shit for, like, Jinx, you could quote certain shit that Jinx says, and that shit will have niggas like, whoa. You're a genius. Like, that man, he's truly for us, our black people, right? He's a black brother, right? And Scotty Beam, she is all about black women empowerment, right?
Right.
You gotta love that, because somebody need to stand up for black women.
Of course.
Right? So, on the show, Remy Ma was saying, and this is something I disagree about what Remy Ma was saying, right? And I normally agree with everything Remy Ma was saying, but this one thing I disagreed on was how we have been programmed since 9/11 to look at people of that type of how they look, right? We look at those people of how they look and then judge them based on how they look, right?
Right.
But it sounded in the way that she was saying it, like that was sort of an excuse for why we should let Jess Hilarious
that.
Slide.
Yeah,
because
I looked
right?
at that. Yeah.
Because if we're being honest, that's nowhere near an excuse. That's not an excuse whatsoever, right? Just because. Some bull. Just because you're walking down the street and you see a Puerto Rican dude run up on a white lady and snatch her bag, maybe stab her a couple times, does not give you the right to look at
all Puerto Ricans real bad.
As evil and grimy people, right? Now, is it understandable how you would be a little off-putted by a Puerto Rican that after specific that, right?
Action, yeah,
right? Yeah, that's understandable, right?
That's one
but
action,
to actually person. Go about it and actually use...
Project your energy exactly, on everybody else, bro.
Exactly.
That's something completely different.
Exactly. To actually go about that, man. To actually put that effort out there, to actually put that energy out there, right? It, that makes it wrong. Because that's the same thing that Zimmerman was doing when he saw Trayvon Martin.
Martin, man.
That's a sacrifice.
And
too,
that started a revolution.
Hey, look, bro, you know
it
his
was
father
the sacrifice
is a Freemason,
for a
right?
revolution.
That started Definitely. That started the change of
everything after that.
Right? So the same way he did that, the same way he did that, right? Is the same way, you can't put your prejudices against somebody else. You can't do that.
Especially if you don't know the person, bro.
Right. Exactly.
That's like me. That's like me.
You have to talk to a person before you decide how you feel about it.
That's like me, right? You know what I'm saying? If I'm a person that experienced but saw 9/11 as like a real, which it is, real big tragedy, and I was alive to witness and see that shit.
My father was a rescue worker.
I know.
The next day.
Right. So then I'm looking at, because of the Al-Qaeda attacking the Twin Towers, I'm looking at my bro that happens to be Middle Eastern more evil, and I'm projecting my anger on him.
Exactly.
And he ain't even do nothing. He live here. He chilling.
And that's not acceptable, right? Is it understandable to an extent? But it's not acceptable. Just because it's understandable does not make it acceptable. Right? Just because I could understand that you feel this type of way doesn't mean that you should continue to harm other people because you feel this type of way. That's exactly what the cops do to us. They get scared when they see four niggas in a car with their hoodies on, so they automatically reach for their gun, right? And in no way, shape, or form are we going to be like, oh, well, that's acceptable. So it should be no way, shape, or form that it should be acceptable for you to take your anger out on just because you feel however the fuck you feel about a race of people on this person because you feel like, oh, I can't. Right? Now, do I feel like her apology was sincere? Hell yeah, I do. But there's no taking away the past. The past will remain to be the past.
And it's going to be on there. And look, the internet, once you put something on the internet, when you put something on the internet, that bitch going to last forever. You feel me?
You basically
it's the internet.
Cyber trail, bro.
Yeah, it's the cyber. So you know what I'm saying? So it with that, it's like, yeah, your apology was sincere, but you did it. And it's going to be on there, and it's going to affect your career.
Exactly, right?
It might not affect it right now, but
exactly.
It's going to catch up.
Now, like I said, I'm no way with the cancel culture. I'm not part of the cancel culture. I don't care about
the cancel
culture.
Yeah, me either, though.
Really, I think the cancel culture is some bullshit. Let's be honest, right? You're making people lose their jobs because of some shit that you didn't agree with.
Right.
Right now, unless this motherfucker actually harmed somebody, sure, let a nigga. If a nigga got a Confederate flag on his desk, why the fuck? That shit may hurt your feelings, my nigga. But that person should not lose their job because you don't like what the fuck they got. That's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. That's the same thing as you being like, oh, I'm scared of this person. Get these niggas out of this building. That's the same thing. Like you seeing a person with a Confederate flag on their desk at work, and you like, hey, you go talk to your boss, they fire that person.
Right.
Is the same way you are like, oh, this type of person, this Muslim dude just walked in the building and I'm scared. I'm talking to the owner, I'm getting him and his family kicked out. It's fucked up.
And I'm gonna give an example, right? Yellow Wolf before because he's Southern. Now you know, like, Yellow Wolf fuck with black people. You know what I'm saying? He grew up around black people and all that stuff. But Yellow Wolf, because he was raised in the South, he had a Confederate flag on. You know what I'm saying? And he admitted that he was ignorant about the Confederate flag. He was like, I stand for my shit. I have a black wife. I have black kids. You feel me? But you know what I'm saying? I had that Confederate flag on because I just represent the South. And because of that, because he had two Confederate flags on, He was canceled by certain people. I feel like, personally, Yellow Wolf shouldn't have got canceled by some people because you could already tell that he fucked with the culture.
You see, that's the thing. Like, cancel culture does not allow people to learn from their mistakes. They would rather just take their anger out on them.
And he learned his mistake.
Like, you know, it was fucked up. Remember when those white kids was chanting that Trump shit in front of the Native American dude? That video that went around on Twitter?
Yeah.
It was crazy was that the full story, we ended up. So, look, this is what happened, bro. Twitter, of course, found a video, right? They ended up thinking they found a dude who was part of the video, the main kid that was in the video, right? And they got him kicked out of school. Come to find out, that was the wrong kid. He wasn't even there. He didn't even live in the same state.
Jesus.
Got him kicked out of school.
Jesus.
For nothing, right? And then more information comes out where they was already at a Trump rally. The Native American dude walked up on them. Am I saying what they did was right? Hell no.
Hell no.
But now you guys are jumping to conclusions and you're not even taking the time out to actually learn what the fuck just happened.
And that's what the crazy part is. Like, with this society, you don't want the facts. There's a whole lot of people out here that
don't. They'd rather just play with emotions rather than play with facts.
Off of the emotions, you got to get the facts straight first before start acting off of the action.
Exactly. And that's what lawyers do, right? Lawyers, they will play with your emotions, but they will get the facts first.
We have to be more smarter out here.
Exactly. And this shit is not acceptable at all. This shit is really sad.
Yeah.
This shit is really sad. Because you are risking people losing their life, losing their jobs, losing their money to put food on their kids' family over something that a simple conversation with this person could have, and no disrespectful conversation, a honest conversation as if this person is a human being,
right?
Could have resolved all of that, right? The person could still fuck with the American, with the Confederate flag, right? But after the conversation, maybe this person would be like, all right, I understand that this affects you, and I understand that this is disrespectful towards you. So while I'm at work, I will not put it up, right? And now, both parties are happy. This person gets to still keep their job.
Talk
they
it
still
out.
Keep the American flag. But now you don't have to deal.
Let's talk it out.
The Confederate flag, but now you don't have to deal with having to see the Confederate flag. Because just the Confederate flag is horrible. Like,
let's talk it out.
Just have a conversation.
Like, y'all should have learned from that goddamn I'm Not Racist music video. Talk it out.
Talk it. Have a conversation.
My dude, he is a redneck, right? His name is Bubba. I knew him since middle school.
That nigga named Bubba.
Yeah, his name is Bubba.
So you know.
Straight redneck. Right, so he had the Confederate flag out, and I was like, brother, what you doing, man? And I could have went up to him and punched him, socked him in his face, like, man, fuck you, nigga, fuck you, all that shit. Man, I was looking at him because I knew that he was fucked with his brother. All he hang out with is black people, but he a redneck, though. I go like, brother, what you doing? He was like, I got the Confederate flag. I was like, brother, you can't be doing that, man. Not while you around us. This shit offended. He was like, I don't get why this shit offend. Like, I explained it to him and all. I was like, look, if you were in my shoes, right, and the Confederate flag up in the Civil War, that meant that the white people wanted to keep black people as slaves. That represents that. Now, I look at you and I hold you to a high standard because you my dog, right? And you fuck with us.
But you wearing that flag.
But you wearing that flag.
Basically, it's like you telling me, I want you to work for me for free.
Right. So how that make me feel, man? And you care. And you care about me and I care about you. So what we going to do about this? He was like, man, I feel you on that. He took that shit right back in his backpack. He was like, man, I'm never wearing that around y'all again. My fault, man. Talk it out.
Have a conversation, bruh. Don't just automatic. Just because you see somebody with a Trump Make America Great hat on does not mean you got to force that person to take it off, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro.
Now, I might look at you some kind of way.
Straight up, bro. But if you have a conversation with this person and you actually hear what the fuck they got to say, bro.
Hey, look. Same thing for white people. Y'all not safe on this either. Talk it out.
Have conversations. Actually get to know a black person. To where you can see, all right, why do we walk around like that? And I'm not talking about them goofy ass niggas who are wearing them cowboy hats, the blonde hair and shit. No. I'm talking about actually talk to a brother like me, a brother like Kim, a brother like DeAndre, a brother from who was born in a situation where they now move and act a certain way that you may be afraid of or you may not like. Actually understand why we act this way so that you can see, all right, this really isn't scary.
Yeah, this isn't scary. This is just how they live. This is just how they are.
Exactly. This is just how they were molded to be. This is the person that they were molded to be. The same way people are molded to be nice people and smart people is the same way we are molded to be how we are. Nice people, smart people, whatever. All right, Millennial Talks, man. We out. We